Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to get into today's news, this drama with Joe Rogan and Spotify, the mainstream media trying to throw him under the bus, just proving something that all of us have known all along. And these central planners, the politicians, the mainstream media, the global elite, they see themselves as the enlightened few. And therefore, none of this is about truth. None of it is about science. None of it is about health. None of it's really about misinformation. It's the simple fact that you are getting your information from a source that is not approved by them. Bottom line, that's what's going on here. And Rogan proves this definitively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this is, on this channel, I always say it goes back to the same mentality that they had in the early 1920s regarding eugenics. And today we see it playing out with central planning. It's this exact same idea that there's just a group of people that are just smarter than everyone else, and therefore they need to have all the power and control. They need to make decisions for all the dumb idiots in the real economy. And this idea, this attitude is so pervasive throughout the intelligentsia, the politicians, the mainstream media, that they really can't even hide it anymore. And I believe you're going to see this come out more and more and more. It's going to be far more pronounced in the future, where they'll just openly come out and say that they're smarter than everyone else. Therefore, they should be calling the shots. They should be micromanaging everyone's life. And again, this drama that's going out with Rogan, it shows, they show their true colors when they come out and try to discredit him for disinformation, when they have been the ones since day one, going back to March of 2020, that have been wrong about this entire thing. At every step of the way, they have been wrong. And I'll show that with a couple articles and a tweet here. So let's get into this story. And we're going to go over this video here. So CNN labels Joe Rogan's millions of listeners as less enlightened. And that was this gal right here made that claim. It really just a shocking claim when you think about it, that all his millions of viewers, really? Like, let's think about the people that I know that listen to Rogan. That would be Brett Weinstein. I don't know Brett, but I know he listens to Rogan. People I do know well, such as Dr. Chris Martinson, Ken McElroy, Robert Kiyosaki. I could name Brent Johnson, Snyder. I don't know if Snyder does. I haven't talked to him about it. But most of the people I know in this space, whether it's real estate investing, personal finance, macroeconomics, every single one of them listens to Rogan. You know, the episodes that are pertinent to something that they care about or that they find interesting, every single one of them. So are you going to say that these people are quote unquote less enlightened? Like, really? The mainstream media is so, they lack self-awareness to a degree to where they truly think that the people, the only people that are listening to Joe Rogan, are just people who are semi-retarded and just racist and misogynist and homophobic, Trump supporters that, you know, have half their teeth, that are just inbred hillbillies that are living out in the sticks somewhere. I mean, how can you be that wrong? Like, how can you be that obtuse? How can you lack that much self-awareness? And what's ironic about this whole thing is the mainstream media, they're the ones that have been pushing disinformation since day one with this whole process. And I can say that from personal experience, because they're the ones that claimed that I was fake news, that I was a conspiracy theorist when I was talking about the dangers of the Cervasa sickness. This was back in January 2020, when Chris Martinson, Eric Townsend, another good buddy of mine who runs Macro Voices, and another guy that's most like, I know Patrick Sresna listens to Rogan. I don't know about Eric, but you're going to tell me those people, like that crowd, is less enlightened than this gal on CNN or any of the anchors on CNN? I mean, what are you talking about? It's just so blatantly false, and they're so blatantly ignorant, but yet they claim that they're the enlightened group. It's just staggering. They're the ones that really don't understand the details. They're the ones that have not done the research, but yet see what, and so you, the next question becomes why? Why are they doing this? And outside of just the obvious, you know, power grab that they want to make sure that they control the narrative, and it doesn't matter whether the narrative has anything to do with truth or misinformation or science or health or anything like that. They just want to make sure that you're getting your information or you're getting the approved narrative through them, right? That's what this really boils down to. But taking it to another level, right? Why is it that they, let's just assume that they have good intentions. Why is it that they want you to, they don't care about truth. They just want you getting the message from the approved source. Why is this? Well, you got to think about their worldview, right? Their worldview is central planning is good. Central planning is better. We need to tax the rich. We need to distribute all of their, you know, we need the government to come in and take XYZ action. We need the government to make sure that our economy is more equitable, more fair. We need to make sure the government comes in and forces board of directors to have at least one person of this color, one person of this sexual orientation. We need the government to come in and do all these things, right? That's their solution to every single problem that we have in the world today. Well, we just need more government. Like really, if you distill their argument down to its simplest form, whether it's the AOC types, the Bernie Sanders, the Elizabeth Warrens, this gal, CNN. It's very simple. It's how do you solve this problem? Fill in the blank. Well, we just need bigger government. Well, what if they realize that government is less competent and less trustworthy than the individuals in the real economy? See, this shatters their entire worldview. Therefore, they get this cognitive dissonance and they have to rationalize their position so they can sleep at night. Because if they truly were honest and looked themselves in the mirror, they'd have to come to the conclusion that their whole worldview was wrong. And see, that causes a lot of anxiety for people. And usually what happens, instead of facing that anxiety, they just lie to themselves. And that's, I think, exactly what's going on here, assuming that they have good intentions. But listen to this gal. Listen to the way she phrases this about Rogan and his just lumping all his millions of viewers into this category. It's just staggering. Let me turn up the mic here on the
Kat. You wrote on Twitter about Spotify. You went viral for a comment about it yesterday. Tell us your point of view first about this Spotify mess, because it's really dominated the week.
Yeah, you know, what I think is interesting about the backlash against Spotify vis-a-vis Joe Rogan is that you know, people are fundamentally angry about not being able to stop his audience from wanting news that is bad for them. You know, wanting something that's bad.
First of all, who is fundamentally angry? How many people do you know in your personal life that are fundamentally angry at Joe Rogan? You mean you, the mainstream media, you're angry about Joe Rogan? Normal people aren't angry about Joe Rogan. They're listening to Joe Rogan. And then listen to how she is such an elitist that she's sitting here saying that they just can't stop you stupid morons from listening to Joe Rogan and getting all this misinformation and ruining the lives of all of us people who are superior intellectually to you on every level. I mean, that's really the thrust of her message here. I mean, go back and listen to this. This is obnoxious. And how can you not have this level of self-awareness? You know what it boils down? They have to live in this bubble of central planners and elites. And they never associate with anyone outside of that bubble. Therefore, this conversation doesn't seem awkward. It doesn't seem embarrassing to them. It doesn't seem inappropriate. To them, this just sounds like normal talk. But when normal people hear this, they're like, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? But they're not even aware of that.
Joe Rogan is that, you know, people are fundamentally angry about not being able to stop his audience from wanting news that is bad for them. You know, wanting something that's bad for them.
Wanting something that's bad for them. As though they shouldn't be in control of determining what's bad for them and not bad for them, as though we should delegate that to this girl. Like, she should be the one that determines what is bad for you and what is good for you. She should be the one that determines what's good for your kids and what's bad for your kids. You should have no say in that whatsoever. Why? It goes straight back to central planning and eugenics, because she's smart, you're stupid. Bottom line.
So, you know, we're all haunted by the specter of this guy who's listening to Joe Rogan and internalizing this bad information and making bad choices as a result. But Rogan is like a weed that sprang up outside the mainstream media ecosystem. And he thrived there and he has this huge audience. And that's what's really scary, that Spotify could kick him off tomorrow.
And listen to this. Joe Rogan is like a weed. See, this is I don't know if she meant to be this honest. This is how the mainstream media sees him. Again, try to put yourself in this gal's position. And I don't know this gal from Adam, but my guess, she's a professional writer, quote unquote journalist. So my guess is she went to school for that. Let's just assume that, right? So she goes to school and studies journalism for 4 years, 5 years, whatever. And then she racks up $100,000 in student debt. And then she goes out and tries to find a job working, you know, as an independent contractor or maybe for some media outlet, whatever. She's making $50,000 a year. She's struggling. You know, I don't know her. Maybe this is her position. Maybe it's not. But let's just assume for a moment that even if she isn't struggling financially, that she went to school for journalism for 4 years. And even if she didn't, she's in this realm where she considers herself a professional journalist. Well, I'm not one of these amateur plebs. I'm a professional journalist. And it's just this level of arrogance that I am a professional, therefore people should listen to me. And see, you look at Rogan, who has zero journalism experience. He doesn't even claim to be a professional journalist. It's not even his gig. I would highly doubt that he's ever taken a journalism class, right? Obviously, he was a celebrity, but you know, he wasn't a quote-unquote professional journalist. So for all these professional journalists that can't even get a following of 1,000 Twitter followers, for them to see Rogan get all of these accolades and build this huge community and get all of this attention and have millions and millions of viewers, you don't think that pisses them off? You know, it's the exact same thing with these PhD economists, like Krugman types, that sit there and teach all this stuff, but yet all these other guys like Druckenmiller and Jim Rogers are out there making billions of dollars, and it just pisses them off, because in their minds, they should be the ones that should be compensated, because they're the ones that are smarter than the Druckenmiller. They're smarter than Jim Rogers. So why is it that he gets all the money? This isn't fair. We need government to come in, and we need to teach these people a lesson that I'm the smart one. It's not Druckenmiller. And that's exactly the standpoint from this girl. These people need to be taught a lesson that I'm the smart one. I'm the one that should have millions of followers, not Joe Rogan. I think that's another layer of what's going on here. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. And this is where she says, here is people who they like something that we, you know, who consider ourselves more enlightened, don't think is good for them. We think that they're internalizing this misinformation and using it to make bad decisions. Who determines what's bad and good? Who determines what's misinformation? And she makes this assumption, and all these people do here, if you listen to this clip, that the mainstream media has just nailed it every single time with the Cerveza sickness going back to 2020. But yet they have just whiffed over and over and over and over again. I listened to a clip from Adam Carolla the other day, and he nailed it. He said, listen, I'd take Joe Rogan's batting average over CNN any day of the week. And let's just go to my Twitter feed here. This is a tweet that I sent out December 5th. Things considered to be conspiracy theories by the media and the average CNN viewer. So I would assume that would include these people on this panel that we just went over. So first and foremost, the Cerveza sickness is even a thing. Remember, these are the people right here that were calling people like me a conspiracy theorist for even saying that COVID was a thing back in January 2020. So how can we be serious about trusting these people on that fact alone? But it gets even better. Then we come out and say, listen, this Cerveza sickness thing will probably be a pandemic. Oh, they call that fake news. This is the mainstream media that was doing this. You know, another thing, and I don't know if you guys remember, this was when I was in St. Bart's in 2020. That was the very first video I did on the Great Reset Agenda. And back then, not too many people were talking about it. Lynette Zhang and a couple others, but not that many people were talking about the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Agenda. So I came out and did this video, and it had like, I don't know, 500,000 views, something like that. And BBC called me fake news for talking about the Great Reset Agenda. They said that it didn't exist, that it was just, I was just a conspiracy theorist. Exact same thing. Now, fast forward to 2020, would anyone, even in the mainstream media, argue that the Great Reset Agenda isn't a thing? And then these elite wonder, why on earth do so many people listen to Rogan? Maybe because he's honest. Let's start there, for heaven's sakes. Jeez. So then Chris Irons was talking about this too. This was way back in probably February of 2020, that governments will lock down. Everyone said that that was fake news. Oh, you're fear mongering tinfoil hatter. Then they came, the people that were talking about how, hey, you might want to look at into masks, they might work. And then the media said that was fake news. And they came right out and said that if you said that masks don't work, well, then that's fake news. It's like, pick which one you want to go with here, CNN. Remember? And all the Voldemorts of the world were just saying that, oh, you know, they're just backpedaling and they were doing these 180s and they're contradicting themselves nonstop. How is that not disinformation, right? When you were saying that all this stuff was fake news and contradicting yourself, how is that not misinformation? We were back then, you guys remember, we were talking about medicine passports. Same thing. You know, that was fake news. That's never going to happen. Remember, Biden came out in December of 2020 and said that we will never, ever have medicine mandates here in the United States. What happened? You know, so then back then, if you would have said, oh, that's BS, we're going to have them, all these types would have told you that, oh, that's misinformation. And listening to that person, oh, that's dangerous. But yet all these things come true. We talked about the passports. We talked about the mandates. I haven't talked about this much, but Brett Weinstein, as an example, was, you know, called a conspiracy theorist for bringing this up. And now it's on the cover of Newsweek, for heaven's sakes. So you see my point here. This has, the media cannot look back on the last 2 years and say that they had a monopoly on truth. Not even close. They were wrong more than they were right. Far more, right? So to sit there and say that, oh, this is about misinformation and that you need to never listen to Joe Rogan again and you need to only listen to CNN and the approved people, this just shows their true colors. This shows their true motivation and that it has nothing to do with truth. and it has everything to do with making sure you are getting your information from an approved source. That's the bottom line. And you know what you call that in Nazi Germany? You know what you call that in Stalinist Russia? That is straight state propaganda. That's Joseph Goebbels' territory. That's the Ministry of Truth in 1984, where the only thing that matters is that you're listening to an approved source. That's really what the bottom line is here. We talked about boosters. They said, remember they said that was never going to happen? We talked about quarantine camp. Oh, that's never going to happen, right? We talked about how the medicines don't really stop transmissions. Oh, well, that you'd get deplatformed for that. That was misinformation. Think about all the things over the last 2 years that have been categorized or labeled as misinformation by the mainstream media. And nine times out of 10, they come true. In fact, the mainstream media are the ones that are talking about it 6 months from now. So when they talk about, oh, it's fine. Well, it's fine. Now it's not misinformation. Now it's fact. But somehow, when the people have gotten it right since day one, talk about it 6 months in advance, then that's misinformation. I mean, this is just total BS. It's getting more and more blatant and more obvious. I mean, this is so obvious. And again, this is why people are rejecting the mainstream media. This is why they're rejecting the global elite, the central planners. And this is why they're gravitating towards people like Tim Pool, like Joe Rogan, alternative media sources, because even if they get it wrong occasionally, at least there's someone that's trustworthy. And with these people, who knows what their true intentions are, but at the very least, they have such little self-awareness. They're egomaniacs, they're sociopaths, and they're completely obtuse to reality. And by that measurement or by that metric alone, people are starting to wake up and not trust them at all. And what's going to happen is the mainstream media is going to double. They're going to continue to double down. They're going to triple down. They're going to quadruple down. Till you get to this point where I believe they're all going to come out and they're going to want to ban every single platform that basically competes with them that they are scared of. I mean, she said it right out. She said that this is really scary, that these weeds like Joe Rogan are popping up. Well, this is the direction this goes, in my opinion, that they continue to try to get rid of these weeds that interfere with them having a monopoly on the narrative and what they want you to believe in society at large. Remember the very first thing that they did in Goebbels and others in Germany did in the 1930s is they got people to abandon critical thinking. How many times have you heard the people in the mainstream media try to convince you to abandon critical thinking? You shouldn't do research on your own. You know, you see the late night talk show hosts, you see CNN, you see all these memes online that condemn people for actually thinking on their own, for doing research, for using critical thinking skills. You know, how often have those types of people been the good guys throughout history? The people that try to get you to abandon critical thinking, the people who try to prevent you from thinking, the people who favor censorship, how often have they been the good guys? Zero times. They are the bad guys every single time throughout history. And one thing that I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt is that the people who oppose these people who are promoting censorship, right, the Joe Rogan types, if you will, they are going to be on the right side of history. And if you don't believe me, that just means that you haven't studied enough history to see what I'm talking about, because it is blatantly obvious. And I hate to make it so black and white, right? But it's at that point where it's very easy to tell who the good guys are and the bad guys. That's very simple. So this is just another story that illustrates that point beyond a shadow of a doubt. So guys, as always, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism.